You are listening to the Hot and Brave podcast with Bianca Sprague from Bebo Mia, where you will hear brave stories, hot topics, and truth bombs that will either light fire to your rage or be the balm you need for your soul.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Hot and Brave podcast. I'm your host, Bianca Sprague, and we have a bonus episode today. Woo-hoo! I know we were going to go on break because we need a break, and we have some really cool stuff that we wanted to communicate with you before we get any closer to the holidays and winter break and, you know, our days get away with us. I'm joined by Meg Cant, one of my favorite people. Hi, Meg. We wanted to tell you about an amazing initiative that a lot of folks might not know that is something that Bebo Mia does. So we have something called the Ember Blueprint. We started it actually, I don't know, I'd say like about 9 years ago, 10 years ago, very informally. And since then, it has taken shape. And in doing so, it has, you know, created a bigger impact and created a bigger need. So now we have positioned it ourselves as somebody who can help get women into the field of reproductive health. And we want to be able to do that on a bigger scale.
Mm-hmm. So it's actually scholarships. And so it's getting that tuition, it's getting that funding for folks who identify as women to get access to the education so they can have really impactful, meaningful careers, as well as financial stability and supporting their families. And it really did, Bianca talks about it, that it started as like one person that she really was like, I really want to give them the opportunity to do this education. And then it's just grown into this like huge program, and it's growing, and so we're so excited about the Ember Blueprint, because it's just the blueprint for how we're going to change the gosh darn world.
It really is. And we wanted to make sure every single piece of the blueprint was really intentional and served equity seeking groups and took care of folks who identify as women, and you know, gave us power in a way, whether we needed it economically, we needed it physically, emotionally, we needed community, we needed mentorship. Like it hit all of those buckets. So let's tell you a little bit about the Ember Blueprint, and then we have an ask from you, our beautiful community. Yeah. So like Meg said, we'll start first with the scholarship side of it. You know, women accessing the trades is a really important element of our industry that we need to get in and do that. A, we've been doing it for free for most of our lives and it's not sustainable. So, you know, we know we're good at it. We know we're good at care work. So let's ensure that we get the scaffolding we need to make it a sustainable business and then actually create those economic cycles around the work that we're currently doing, because then it is sustainable. That's our first piece, is to provide full and partial scholarships for folks who want to access those trades. We've had over 1,100 people apply in the last 5 years. So, you know, there is a need, and we need to be able to have a bigger impact and provide more access for women getting into these trades. So Bebo Mia is matching dollar for dollar for our current fundraising campaign, which is really exciting. And we have a goal to have 100 more scholarship spots for next year. And so we're prepared to come with 50, and we would love to have 50 matched from our community. So that is the first piece. Now we are expanding the Ember Blueprint. Meg, tell everybody what we're doing with that.
We're so excited. So in addition to providing the education, we really want to be a connecting piece to connect folks who have the trades and training to families that need the support. So we really do want this to be a cycle of, you know, people supporting people. So what's happening is that we are going to connect people who have completed their trainings with people that are looking for support for their fertility, birth, or postpartum experience. So there's going to be a doula match aspect to this blueprint that is going to ripple out into the world, because we know that one person providing that support can help dozens and dozens of families, and then those families feel better and it ripples out in their communities, and it's just endless. So we're so excited about it.
Yeah, and there's a need right now. We have the research post-pandemic of what's happening in reproductive health. We know that there's over 800 women dying per day from complications from pregnancy and childbirth. Most of these are preventable, and having a birth worker there is an amazing part of that solution. And so, no surprise, the most under-resourced communities and families had the biggest negative impact during the pandemic and beyond. And so the doula match program of the Ember Blueprint will provide a solution to that, so that at-risk families, under-resourced families, families from equity-seeking groups can apply, and they will get free care from a birth worker, like Meg said, through their fertility, within their pregnancy, during their birth, and in that postpartum period. And we are very, very excited about that, because not only is it providing that care that families need and deserve, it also is paying the birth workers, who then can have a sustainable business after they complete their trades training. So like we promised, every element, everyone is getting exactly what they need, and it will just create that beautiful cycle. And so we're asking for you to share this for folks who want to donate to the cause. We have the CHUFT campaign. It is linked here. We have a goal of $100,000. With that, we can ensure the first wave of funding for 80 people getting into the program, as well as over 125 families receiving care. So that's really important. And if you have families that you know would benefit from care and would otherwise not be able to afford it, we also want you to pass this on, and so that we can start matching families as we have the funding to ensure that doulas are getting paid for the care that they are providing to families in need. We're very excited about this.
We're so excited about it. And this is something that it just can grow and build. And we need you. We need you to share this with the folks in your lives. We need you to continue doing the incredible work that you're doing, whether that's within your family, whether that's out in the world with birth work or any of those things. We really need you. And all of us are really working our butts off. And so this is just one way that we can really, really impact families and birth workers, and setting everyone up for the most success as humanly possible.
Yes, we would love if you supported us by getting this into the people's hands that can also help at a bigger scale. The more funding we can get, the more families we can provide care to. Our amazing team does incredible philanthropic work to continue that this blueprint program continues to run. We have those systems in place so that we know all the funds received can go directly in to the education, mentorship, and care for both the students who are going through the program, as well as the families through the doula match portion. Oh, this is creating a lot of jobs and protection and financial security. And it's something we're just so, so proud of. There's beautiful stories that are up on the website. If you head over to babelmia.com, you can check out the Ember Blueprint up there on our website, and you'll be able to read a little bit more about it. You'll find the donation link there. You'll find the application for if you would like to apply for either part of the doula match program or for one of the scholarships for the program. And you can read about some of the testimonials and the stories from our recipients, because, you know, there's hundreds of people who have gone through the program and they've gone out to do really incredible, you know, things within their community. They've got themselves into safe housing. They've, you know, bought their first vehicle. They've grown sustainable businesses. And these were all folks that, you know, started the program and feeling under-resourced, not sure what they were going to do with their career, needing to support maybe the primary income provider was no longer able to work in their house. You know, COVID got real weird for the world. They're paying off their medical bills. Like, so much good is happening. And they're doing all of this while providing incredible care to families within their own communities.
It's so good. It's so good.
Yes.
Thank you so much for joining us, for listening, for caring so deeply about this work. And we know that this is going to be such an incredible initiative to continue to grow and just like spread all this delightful goodness out into the world and have people feeling financially supported and families feeling emotionally, physically, and informationally supported.
Yes.
Let's do it.
Let's do this. You can find out the perks there. We're giving some awesome swag and thank yous for anybody who does make a donation. Please go check that out. Please share. Please like this. Please donate. Please. thank you for your support. We will be back for our regular season of The Hot and Brave coming up in January. We're going to be talking all about the body. We have incredible interviews coming your way. So don't forget to check back your favorite podcast app on January 10th. Thank you, everybody. Have a safe and healthy holiday, and we will see you in the new year. Bye.
Want to keep hanging out with us? Find out at babomia.com or head over to your favorite social media platform with the handle @babomiainc. We will see you next time on the Hot and Brave podcast.